I used to hate Andy Warhol. I don't know why I did it. Maybe it was the kid's age or the fact he liked baseball, or maybe it was because I was listening to Everything I Do by Bryan Adams right before I read the note. The note read, autistic kid needs help. So I offered my services as a friend for hire. I went over to his house and knocked on the door, and his mother answered, and there, hiding behind her left leg, was Petey, the most ordinary kid I've ever seen. He looked so ordinary, he made Beaver Cleaver look more like Dennis Rodman. And so I said to him, Petey, did you know that you're going to the zoo today? Nothing. I had to resort to the all-time low. Hey, Petey. If Pete and Repeat sat on a fence and Pete fell off, who'd be left?
Repeat?
Okay. If Pete and Repeat sat on a fence and Pete fell off, who'd be left?
I said it already. Repeat. Mom, this guy's being silly.
But when I heard 2 weeks later that he was expelled from school because his tics became a distraction for the class, I didn't know what to say to him to get him past that. So I did the only thing I could as a friend for hire. I took him to the art museum. My favorite part is when he said that a Jackson Pollock painting looked like his mom's windshield covered with bugs as they were driving to Glendale to live. He grabbed my hand and we weaved in and out of the crowd and we looked up at what he said was his favorite painting, and it was Andy Warhol's green Coca-Cola bottles. Now, I have never liked this painting with its pale puke green on top of dog crap brown representing Coca-Cola bottle stacked upon Coca-Cola bottle higher than any grocery clerk would ever attempt to try. Petey, why is this your favorite painting?
Because it's just like me.
And all of a sudden I knew what Andy Warhol was trying to say. He put an ordinary object on top of an ordinary object to show how we ignore the beauty in ordinary things. Or things that seem ordinary. Just like my friend Petey. He looked up at me and I was kind of sobbing. And he asked me if I was his best friend. I said, let me put it this way. If Pete and Repeat sat on a fence and Repeat fell off, then a very special kid would be left.
Aaron Johnson.
Round of applause.